my hands into empty pockets. A quick whip round for the long suffering house band.
Twenty-seventh hour of chaos, horror, disorder. CKUT 90.3 FM. Everybody's sick, but we're not in the same place, so don't worry.
No. Yeah,
I'm feeling quite a bit better.
It was a rough one for me, I'm not going to lie, but you know what? If I could. You know, for those that haven't followed, we both tested positive for coronavirus independently.
Yeah.
And, you know, our lovely children, probably the responsible vector. But,
the unvaccinated amongst us.
Yeah. And, I could just sit around and watch, like, Netflix for, like, a week. I would have been fine. But, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that in our house.
No, a weird pounding hammer when you've got children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was exhausted. I still am exhausted.
Yeah.
And I just go out and get vaccinated if you're not vaccinated. If you don't have your third shot, don't think that you're protected.
Yeah.
Go out and get your third shot, people.
It's a rough one.
Yeah.
For sure. And we were protected.
I didn't have my booster shot yet. But
I had it recently, but I don't know if I had it like long enough ago for it to make a difference.
I wonder, having been vaccinated like 6 months ago, how much protection was left there. But if there was any, it was greatly appreciated, because that would have been a lot. If it had been any, it didn't need to be any worse. It was bad enough as it was.
Just do the right thing.
Yeah. Or go to Ottawa.
Or that's maybe not the best thing to do.
There you go.
Oh.
Let God sort them out.
Boy, I mean, what a gang of clowns, really. So some of this show's for them.
Okay.
Or at them, I guess.
Yeah.
More properly. We're going to start the show off, though, right now with, I got to write, The Stooges. PKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. from your baby, from your fingertips. No escape from your darling, night and day. No escape from your baby, what else did I say?
No escape.
No escape. That's.
Is that Billy Childish, you know, trying to sweet talk? Sweet talk coronavirus? There's no escape, darling.
You can't escape my suave charms, my bold demeanor, and my tasty mustache.
Our mustache is tasty.
Depends what you've been eating.
I suppose. I suppose, yeah. We've been eating some, you know, chocolate fondue.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I used to have a gigantic mustache.
I had a pretty big beard going on not so long ago, but to be honest, when I was sick, it was horrible. I had to get rid of it. It wasn't a good scene.
Yeah, when you get, like, caked in snot. And all
that's what I'm talking about.
Garbage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just wake up and it's, yeah.
Salty. Yeah. Also in that set, we heard the Pagans, Not Now, No Way, and off the top, of course, the Stooges, I Gotta Write, which is very loud.
Yeah. It's loud and it's fast and hard. I was saying that it could almost be like a Motorhead song.
Yeah. That came off that version I have on... there's this great series of comps by Soul Jazz Records called Punk 45, and that's off one of those.
Nice.
Really cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we had kind of a loose... You had suggested a sort of loose theme, but to be honest, I've just had no energy and no time.
Yeah.
So I just... Last night, I took a little of my THC tincture... And I think the combination of that with the just the general fatigue or possibly still active coronavirus in my body, I just couldn't focus at all. It was everything to try to focus. Oh, we have incoming
focus,
telephone
focus.
Call.
We've got a caller.
We have a caller going in. I'll answer that later.
Okay.
Because we have no time to do retakes here.
Normally we'd be recording this show last night.
Yeah,
Doug.
That's right. We don't have time to take callers right now, but we'll answer in a few seconds. And I have, I have lined up. What do I have here? This is Blonde Revolver from performing Animator from Australia, Melbourne, Australia. I just thought it was a nice piece. Not well done.
We crew. Like nice pieces.
And then band from Ottawa, you know, since shit's going on in Ottawa, Dogma doing Austerity, a little peace punk operation. And then we have the Strong Boys with Pink Death.
All right.
So hope you enjoy that, and we'll be back in a little bit. It's like 11:15 right now. You're locked to CKUT.
Looks like that, yeah.
90.3 FM, 27th hour of chaos, horror, and disorder, as usual, Monday night.
And we're having a party!
And we're actually recording this on Monday night. You'll be hearing this in like an hour.
Almost live.
Yeah.
As close to live as we've done.
Nice. All right.
Okay.
Here it comes. Does it? Is it coming? Here it comes.
I don't know.
Here it comes.
You tell me. You're the one at the controls.
Here it is.
It's here.
Here it is. All right.
She's looking for the cure.
Hello.
Pink Death. In case you're wondering, that was what that was about. Yeah, you know, there's lots of great stuff on Bandcamp out there still. I'm just always happy to hear new music. So
it's a deep well.
It is.
It's a really cool thing, Bandcamp, I think.
You know, Neil Young hasn't pulled his music off of it. Joe Rogan's not on there. It's a great place to be.
Importantly, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a lot going on in, you know, global politics over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And local politics.
Yeah, and, you know, Howard Hessman passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Johnny Fever, who was one of my initial inspirations for wanting to do a radio program, is no longer with us. Is he, do you think he was related to you?
Well, my brother's name is John Fever.
Oh, my God.
Although I would caution that my name is spelled differently, but...
Yeah.
And his name is probably made up. Well, you just proved that it is by saying his real name first. But there we go.
Character.
Yeah, in relation of spirit, perhaps. To be honest, I'm really not familiar with Johnny Fever. It's just one of those annoying things that people would say to me.
WKRP? No?
I think, it might have been before my time.
You missed it.
Yeah.
What's really strange about it is that if you watch it now, you don't see the original shows because all the music rights have been... pulled. So there's like placeholder music.
Can they do that? Retroactively?
Yeah.
Retroactively pulled music?
I don't know what the legal thing was, but now you if you see WKRP in syndication or wherever, it doesn't have the original music in it.
That's weird.
But they refer to the music in the script. So sometimes it's really like off putting. They're like, wow, this is crazy Pink Floyd track. And it's like this, it's not Pink Floyd like at all.
Just some Muzak.
Some of the jokes like kind of disappear.
Yeah.
Very strange. Legal things can be so weird.
Oh, especially when it comes to music, you know. Mm. There's nothing weirder really.
But it's art.
That's the thing. It's hard for those legalists to get in there with their opinions.
Yeah. Poetry and jurisprudence. Make strange bedfellows.
Well, it's all about ownership, you know, who owns what. And with music, that can sometimes be hard to say. Do you own a note? No, obviously not.
No, you can.
Do you own three or four notes?
Series of notes in a certain
maybe
order.
In a certain
Here's some notes in a certain order coming up. These notes have been given a title, and that title is Right Brigade. By Bad Brains.
Mm.
CKUT.
Yes. We'll be right back.
listen to the melancholy lyricism. Now listen to the gay exuberance. Delight in the fresh melodies and rich orchestrations. Thrill to the grandeur and majesty. This is only a tantalizing glimpse of the musical pleasures that await you. Four stereo LP records, plus a colorful booklet to further enhance your enjoyment. A truly exciting listening and learning experience for you and your family.
Speedorama and Love Potion number 13, preceded by a new track by a mysterious artist named Cram Junkers, Listening and Learning Experience. The Schizophonics with 2017.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah. Mysterious individual. Schizophonics 2017 and Bad Brains, Right Brigade. We're kind of talking about some of the BS going on in Ottawa as we speak. And what's the mood?
Yeah.
What's the mood of the world? Everything's on edge. There's a lot of anxiety currently, Doug. Do you feel it?
I'm not outside of the immediate, like, just sort of. I'm just not on the same energy level as either of my daughters, really. So it's a constant battle to maintain that level of energy. But the anxiety thing, I don't know. It is what it is. Sometimes you're more anxious than others.
And sometimes you're magical harps.
Yeah, it's just.
But you're very calming.
Bring beautiful birds to your yard and benefit your garden.
I'm
not stressed at all. I can bring beautiful birds. I almost say girls. Beautiful birds. I have girls. Two beautiful girls Girl already birds. At home. Yeah, three, as a matter of fact. But that's not what we're talking about right now.
Well, it turned into it, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. You know, that's one way to reduce your anxiety.
Hey, that's just an excellent suggestion, Doug. I think maybe I should take you up on that kind of idea.
Yeah.
So, I get too caught up, you know? I get really hung up on stuff. I need to learn to relax a lot better.
I think it's important to... I think it's important to, yeah, to be worried about, you know, the white supremacy and all of that, of course, and to be vigilant. But we also live in a society where the media likes to whip up a storm. And is that what our next song is about? Probably not.
You tell me.
I can't see it because your face is in the way.
My face?
Yeah.
We're not even in the same room.
Here we go. This is Shove, another band from Australia performing, Eddie.
All right.
Cycle, hold up, play it right. Buddy, yeah, I and they say I'm wrong. There's only one place to be for the man with tragedy. If this has affected me, I gotta be down to be free.
How could hell be any worse? The album Bad Religion, Damned to be Free, aren't we all?
Today is the anniversary in 1506 of the execution of the Gunpowder Plot 4, including Guy Fawkes.
Wow.
And that's your Tonight in History segment. For the 31st of January, 2022. Now you know.
Guy Fawkes. I'm sure a lot of people that have worn a Guy Fawkes mask don't even know that that's what it's about.
Yeah, they probably think it's spelled F-O-X.
Isn't it? Like Fox Racing?
No. You didn't remember.
Okay.
What do we got? We got some good vibes coming up in this next set. I thought I'd kind of turn things around. We're going to hear from Sounds Incorporated. And How Do You Feel? This is their last single, their first vocal track. And they released this just a few weeks after they did Good Morning on Sgt. Pepper, 1967.
She's the kind of girl who makes you feel too good to care. Reminded that you're young and healthy. All you need a reassurance, it could well be. She's the girl to see to free your mind and take you there. Well, and baby, how do you feel?
I feel good.
How do you feel?
I feel fine.
How do you feel?
I feel all.
Thinking that you'd like to go and see a place where you can sing a song or maybe win your race. Well, she's the girl to see to free your mind and take you there. Well, and baby, how do you feel?
I feel good.
Feel oh so good.
David Astor con Believe. Sul sicariutei.ca.
How many different languages was that just now?
That was a rusty attempt at Italian. That was the group TV Dust from Milano and Try to Believe.
I heard some French in there.
That's, my language skills are all messed up. My French sounds like Italian. My Italian sounds like French. My English sounds like I'm from New York State sometimes.
I once was ordering coffee, and this guy next to me was also ordering coffee. Was convinced that I was from Holland or something, that I had a Dutch accent when I spoke French.
That
was the first order.
That's funny. I lived for a year in Florence, Italy, and that was my first experience in being totally immersed in another language other than English. And I did my best to learn as much as I could and get along. And I developed a whole bunch of linguistic habits that then when I came back to Canada and Quebec, tried to start speaking more French, ended up making me sound like I was from Eastern Europe, I'm told. A lot of people thought I was Russian.
Yeah. I think when I first moved to Quebec, I kind of decided that I wasn't going to try to do the Quebecois accent thing beyond, you know, you can't help it to a certain degree, the way that Quebec law talk, you know. I'm not trying to sound like from France or anything, but so I think I kind of just floated into my own thing as a result.
Yeah, well, that's,
you know, it is what it is. But in English, you know, in the past, I would have coaches and teachers that are from other countries, you know, where they don't speak English. And they would have accents, and they would sometimes, like, stuff that they said would just sound cool. So in a way, I always hope that that's what's happening when I'm speaking French. But who knows?
I have a friend whose grandfather was from Estonia, and he used to say, "I speak a living language, English basque," which is pretty great.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear in this next set?
Oh, right.
What time is it? We got it's about 10 minutes to midnight.
Yeah. It's CCTV with Paranoia. We're going to listen to, followed by a cryptically labeled one, which I, of course, can't remember what it is right now.
And other song.
And then we're going to listen to Ebba Grön with Statin. And Capital It. What song?
And you'll
is
be
that?
At the I controls know. Next week, eh?
God willing, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for listening to 27th Hour Chaos Order Disorder. Look us up on Instagram or Facebook. We'll be back Monday night, every Monday night.
For the rest of your life.
God willing. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Styles, you love it. You don't know the logo.
that's it. Thanks for listening to the 27th Hour of Hope, Chaos, Horror, and Disorder here on CQT 90.3 FM. Look us up on Instagram, Facebook. Bye-bye.
Hello and good evening. You're listening to Harmony Express on CKUT 90.3 FM, broadcasting out of Montreal, Quebec. It's just a little after midnight, officially February 1st. Thanks for joining me. I'm honored to come to you from Montreal this time. It's the first time in 2022 that I'm recording the show in Montreal. I've been in Chile the past couple weeks, recording some great shows with Tunnel host MPN10. Check out the archives on CKUT.ca for some good mixes that are full of sunshine and coastal breeze, steep hills. Tonight, bringing cozy indoor vibes.